relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. Check out their line of U.S.-made handguns at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm car myself. That's KAHR.com. When somebody sends you the kind of article I was sent this morning, you are very, very happy to be able to reach out to them and immediately lock them in to discuss it, because he's not only the author of the article, he is the legal and political analyst for Fox News, the author of Witch Hunt and the Russia hoax, and we trust him to give us the analysis on the matters swamp-like and to do with corruption in the D.C. swamp. He's Greg Jarrett. Greg, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Sebastian. Good talking to you as always.
Now, I just hate it when people write these milquetoaster articles with these completely soft headlines like, Dr. Anthony Fauci should be criminally investigated. So please, can you just up your game a little bit, Greg? In the meantime, follow him at Greg Jarrett on Twitter. So we've had all kinds of contradictory reports about money to Wuhan, no money to Wuhan, gain-of-function research, no gain-of-function research. Why have you made this very declarative statement today with your article that we are posting now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds?
Because it strikes me that there's compelling evidence he lied when he testified last month before the U.S. Senate, that the roughly 600,000 that he funneled through a third party to the Wuhan laboratory in China that was doing this dangerous, pathogenic research, genetic enhancement of bad coronaviruses, he said it was never used for that, but it looks like it really was. Take a look at his emails. He was warned early on that that's what was going on. He was furious about it, not furious because the money had been used for such reverse genetics that may have led and triggered the pandemic. He was furious because, he might be found out. What am I going to do about it? And so instead of telling the truth and coming clean, he engaged in a year-long cover-up, and instead trying to blame it on, a sort of bat soup that was conjured up from ingredients sold in a wet market, and yet there was no evidence then and none now after thousands of tests. No infected bat population has been identified. No animal host has been found. Instead, very top-notch virologists seem to have now come together and said, if you look closely at the contents of the COVID-19 virus, you will find a genetic sequence, fingerprints left behind, the infamous double CGG, and that does not find itself in nature, but only in a laboratory when scientists manipulate cells to make them more virulent and contagious. So it strikes me that Fauci was not telling the truth. At the very least, which, by the way, is perjury and it's a crime.
Let me ask you, Greg, what did Roger Stone go to prison for?
Well, lying to Congress and, you know, lying to the federal government when he was interviewed. And same thing with Michael Cohen, making a false and misleading statement. So at the very least, Fauci was misleading Congress. It's an equivalent crime to perjury 5 years behind bars. So there needs to be a criminal investigation of Fauci.
And how significant, if there were such a criminal investigation, are the emails that were accessed via a FOIA application last week in which a year ago, the highest paid federal bureaucrat, Anthony Fauci, is told by a scientist that the gene code of the coronavirus looks like it is in fact engineered and not, quote, evolutionary, because he said exactly the opposite for the whole time since that email. Could those emails be used as evidence against him?
Yeah, they absolutely could be. And by the way, the most pivotal email of all is fully redacted. Why is that? Is it because that particular email contains incriminating information of his complicity in contributing money that may have caused the pandemic? So an investigation would, unveil the contents of that redacted email. You know, it's not just the emails. Go back as far as 2012. There's a YouTube video in which Fauci is describing gain of function as reverse genetics. Take a look at the grant of the money he gave the Wuhan lab. It says it's designated for reverse genetics. So it's pretty clear that the money went to gain of function reverse genetics. It says so literally in the grant, which makes it look pretty clear that, you know, Fauci appears to have lied to Congress.
Now, I have to make this comment as somebody who's lived in that world, has his clearances. These are open emails. These are what are called low side emails on a unsecured server. None of them should be redacted. The only reason for redaction is if there is national security information that affects sources and methods. Well, hang on a second. Anthony Fauci has nothing to do with the intelligence communities and sources and methods. So why are these redacted at all, Greg?
It's inexplicable. They didn't offer an explanation. Oftentimes what the government does is the first thing they do when you send a FOIA request over is they just automatically deny it.
Yeah.
And they often don't provide a reason for it. They compel you to spend a lot of money with lawyers in court to fight for months and months to obtain this information. And then their second modus operandi is to redact a lot of the important material, which makes you go back to court and spend more money with lawyers to get them to cough up what they should have provided to begin with. It's a cat-and-mouse game. It's unconscionable. It's not what lawyers should do. It's certainly not what our own government should be doing.
Check out his superb website, thegregjarrett.com. Follow him on Twitter, Greg Jarrett. That's 2 G's, 2 R's, 2 T's. The author of The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt. And as the author of those two superlative works on the corruption in the swamp and what we had to witness for the last 5 years, I'm going to ask you the obvious question. Is there any point to a criminal investigation of Anthony Fauci, even if he committed crimes, after what you've witnessed in the last few years? Aren't these individuals who are associated with the reigning regime covered in a coat of Teflon and cast iron?
You're absolutely right. I have zero confidence in the Joe Biden Department of Justice under Merrick Garland. We have seen time and again a two-tiered system of justice. If you're, on the opposite side of the fence, if you're a Republican or a conservative, or remotely asserted, associated with Donald Trump, they'll come after you with a vengeance. If you are on the opposite side, a Democrat or a liberal or progressive, you can act with impunity and no consequences.
Yeah. While I've got you on the line, I have to play this cut for you. This is from Peter Navarro, former White House colleague, this morning on WMAL. Audio cut 2. Play cut.
Yeah. Fauci, I want to tell you this. The Situation Room is hallowed ground at the White House, Larry. Hallowed ground. And I met that SOB in the Situation Room at a meeting with a task force with Vice President Michael Pence present. And I went head-to-head with that SOB, and all, not the Vice President, I'm talking about Fauci now, I went head-to-head with him, and all he said, kept repeating over and over again, there's only anecdotal evidence. And I slapped down over 100 pages worth of scientific studies in front of that little twerp, and he just kept holding his line. And here's the punchline, Larry. He did everything possible to stop the use of hydroxychloroquine, including pressuring one of the weakest bureaucrats I've ever met, Steve Hahn, who was the commissioner of the FDA. Hahn, Janet Woodcock at the FDA, Anthony Fauci, and that media basically participated in what we now believe, based on all of this evidence, was effectively the negligent homicide of probably over 50,000 Americans.
We've got 10 seconds left, Greg Jarrett. Could he be in even bigger hot water if he blocked the use of a successful drug to prevent deaths?
Yeah, I think he could. Look, I've always called him Fauci the fraud. I interviewed him at the outset of the pandemic, thought, you know, he was an incompetent fool. Now I think he's both an incompetent fool and mendacious.
Mendacious, incompetent, and he should be investigated. We're posting the article again right now on our Twitter, Facebook feeds. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and you've been listening to Greg Jarrett. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that works. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call them on 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I'm Savannah, and I'm spending my 13th birthday at Angel Tree Camp. I've been coming here for 5 years, and my favorite part about Angel Tree Camp is going to the lake and the pool, and it makes you feel like you could be comfortable with the people around you, like you can have fun and learn about God at the same time.
You can have fun and learn about God at the same time. How cool is that? That's what the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camp does for children across America who've lost a mother or father or both of their parents to the prison system. And that's Savannah. Will you help, Savannah? Will you send as many children? The camp is open again. Will you send as many children as possible back this year? Please make a donation in any amount at sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner or call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka and the Angel Tree banner. Let's break the cycle together. 70% of these children end up in prison themselves. Let's give them a safe environment where we can break that cycle. God bless you all. SebGorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. It's Friday. It's national security. It's foreign policy with Jim, who is now Big Jim, right?
Right, as a Big Jimbo.
Big Jimbo.
As opposed to Little Jimbo.
Are we going to have to change your chyron? It's no longer, it's Jimbo, Big Jimbo, Carafano.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Congratulations, Grandad.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
It's very exciting.
Big news. He showed me the picture. Very cute. Little Jimbo. And now Big Jimbo. We've got to talk G7. We've got to talk what Iran's doing. Colleagues, you and I, we used to teach at National Defense University. I don't want to go all wonkish on our millions of listeners and viewers, but there are different ways of looking at the world. And one of them, one of the IR schools, International Relations Theory, looks at, you know, multilateralism and international organizations. If you want to be derisive, it's the Kumbaya school. The G7 seems to be falling into the trap of that Kumbaya school, where you're saying seven countries say that all nations should have a flat 15% dollar tax, a 15% tax. But if there's only seven of you in the room, does that smack of lack of realism, Jim?
Well,
there's 200 countries in the world.
There is. They're not actually imposing a 15% corporate tax. They're going to start a conversation about a 15% corporate tax, which, of course, the other countries in the world will use as advertising to come move to my country.
Exactly.
But here's the point about this, which is if you scratch under a lot of these people, and I would put Biden in this camp, you will find a Machiavelli hiding in the corner in the shadows. I think Biden's internationalism is less about true, I believe in global governance, and more about, I believe, in a progressive world, and how can I use this international foreign policy to give me legitimacy in the United States. So I actually think it is...
So it's a reverse.
I actually think he's using foreign policy and this thing about should everybody in the world, you know, shake hands, and using that as legitimization to drive radical domestic policies here at home. So we've already seen this once with signing the Paris Accord.
Yes.
We didn't have to sign the Paris Accord. We were actually, I think, doing better than a lot of countries. But Biden had an incredibly radical domestic energy agenda. And by signing the Paris Accord, which requires for a named contribution from each country, that Biden could then name or just how we would make that contribution. And that would be, oh, well, we have to do this because we have to meet our commitments under the Paris thing and all kinds of radical stuff. I think it's the same thing here. Biden wants to raise corporate taxes. Biden believes that corporate taxes are an instrument to drive economic growth, even though we know that actually corporate taxes are actually vampires about a society. And he will use this discussion about, well, of course we have to have responsible corporate taxes to push for higher one. Matter of fact, this is 15%. We're already, so here's the idiocy here. We're already way above 15%.
Right. America is.
Right. And the notion that the rest of the world is just going to fall in the line and do this is nonsense. But it gives it an excuse to come back and say, well, there's global consensus that corporate taxes are an important part of the economy.
So this is the sugarcoating of the bitter pill. You use the international platform to try and make your domestic legislation look copacetic.
You know who else did this?
Who?
A little guy named Woodrow Wilson, the father of internationalism, who was actually the father of the American administrative state, who believed in this idea of government doing everything and using government to restructure society and using the excuse, well, if we are part of global governance, that just means that government is good, right? So I think this, you know, it's funny how these internationalists are all international until the international or multinational people do something they don't like. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, yeah, except for that.
So there's no consistency.
No, there is consistency. They're all little Machiavellis at heart.
You're really positing deep, deep strategic forethought in these things.
No, because I actually think our president's an empty suit. And, you know, and look, and I don't say...
So balance this for me.
I am not the conspiratorial guy here, but I am starting to believe that government is run by a small cabal of unelected officials who answer to Obama and George Soros. I'm really starting to believe that.
So you mean the bureaucrats or the people like Rice who don't have to be congressionally confirmed?
The people in the White House who don't have to be congressionally confirmed, who can pick up the phone and tell a cabinet secretary what to do.
Yeah.
And if the cabinet secretary doesn't like it, they can call the president.
Well, this is really interesting. So where do you, because so many people have said he doesn't run anything. I mean, he had a close on Thursday last week. What do they call it when they have
right, a lid
on Thursday or Wednesday? It was nuts. So where's the center? This Klein guy doesn't impress me. Is it Rice? Where do you see the center of gravity for decision making?
I don't know, since this may shock you, but I haven't been invited into the Biden White
House
lately.
What?
You got to believe. I mean, you have to believe that Rice is a quarterback for all this, right?
I mean, I'm asking you.
And then if you look for, you know, and then you've got these little pockets of people. You know, it's funny because my guy, you know, our diagram for this, who are the people who are really driving immigration and border policy? And I'm going, I never heard of these people.
Yeah.
And that's right. And if they have their way, you never will. But literally, these are open border advocates who are molded, funded, brought up, nurtured, raised by George Soros. And they are brought into the White House and they just decide what the policy is. Look, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that any of the big things, Iran, border, taxes, are driven by a White House process.
And
the reason for that is these things are pushed like lightning in a bottle. And then everything else, if you ask anybody, talk to the international, everything else is under review. We're thinking about it.
It's not a policy process like we had with the national security strategy. It's ideological actors pushing through the pet projects they've had for years, if not decades. We're talking to the vice president of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Jim Carafano. Follow him at JJ Carafano. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory-compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan. And I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations. Class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their amazing U.S.-made handguns. I carry a 9mm car at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We are back with the vice president of the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Joined today, heritage.org, Jim Carafano. Follow him on Twitter at JJ Carafano. We had your colleague, the superb Mark Morgan, in studio. Was it yesterday? The day before? Former commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. And he was, I mean, he's always passionate, Jim, but yesterday it was very robust. It was passionate.
Well, look, there's a reason for that in two parts. One is because Mark Morgan is the definition of a selfless servant. This guy's had a complete adult life in law enforcement,
serving
people and making their lives better.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they accomplished so much in their tenure under the Trump administration about solving all the ugly side of this debate about immigration and border security. Battling the cartels, securing the border, reducing ill immigration, dealing with all the abuses, the fraud, dealing with all the humanitarian issues, and just see that literally washed away in 100 days by the Biden administration. No wonder the guy's worked up. And what's galling is you know, we're talking, I don't want to name names and competitors because that would be fair, but on WTOP this morning, as
we don't consider them competitors.
So they were saying, well, the numbers are up only 1% over last month. Oh my God, last month is a historic high.
20-year high.
A 20-year, over 180,000 people. And you're trumpeting the fact, well, it's only 1% higher. That's like the Titanic, like breaking in half and half of it sinks and somebody says, well, the other half's still floating. Yeah. You know, the effort to just pretend and look.
So now, let me interject here because you said something really significant and disturbing in the last segment where it's faceless people, it's ideologues, it's not a policy process that's driving, for example, the immigration policy in the White House. As a result, if that's true, and I subscribe to that, there will never be a check on this insanity.
Oh, no. And here's the thing, too, is Biden and Harris, you know, I'm not a political guy. This is just me observing how policy gets made. Yeah. I think they're just front. They don't care if Biden and Harris burn because of this and go down.
You mean the people who are behind the policy?
Because for them, it's this policy is going to change America. They will sacrifice Harris and Biden in a heartbeat. If it destroys their political careers, they actually could care less. Look, they just sent Harris out, who's completely unqualified and ill-prepared to deal with the border issue. They sent her to Latin America. She got pulled apart like a raw piece of meat in a den of lions. And what did they do? They leaked that her performance was atrocious.
From the White House.
The people that sent her into the lion's den to die, then once she failed, they did the Roman Emperor thumbs down thing on her.
And she didn't help herself. This is Kamala Harris on a Latin American Spanish language TV channel. Video cut 9, play cut.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
Didn't she do that with Biden during the debate? Or with the, I'm not finished, I'm still talking. This is not how you win friends and influence people. This isn't Dale Carnegie.
So here's the problem, is everybody knows, including Kamala Harris, why she's not going to the border. Presidents go to volcanoes and hurricanes and earthquakes. And the reason is because FEMA goes in first and fixes everything. And then the president or vice president show up and go, we're here to help.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's a photo op, people. She's not going to the border because there's nothing good to talk about. And it's the worst place to talk about only bad things. We all know that. She knows that. And if you don't, and this is why you have a room for really smart people. It's why Seb was in the White House. You were there to say, okay, when they ask the question, which we really don't want to answer, give us an answer that doesn't make us look stupid.
And
so they knew there she was going. They knew she was going to get asked that question. She's been asked it over and over again, and her answers get worse, which tells you that nobody is telling her what to say. She's thinking this up on her own, and if she can't come up with a better answer the 14th time she's asked the question, that tells you this is not the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
I'm saying one thing, guys. Always make sure before he comes on the show that he gets a McDonald's apple pie, because he did today and it worked. That's his magic rocket fuel. Follow him, JJ Carafano. Superb analysis today on Twitter, heritage.org, the conservative mothership. No film recommendations, but we'll get to that next time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from relieffactor.com studios.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their superb line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm Kahr. Go to Kahr.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. K-A-H-R.com. And also the other products in their family. Semi-automatic Thompsons, the Desert Eagle. Check them out. You won't regret it. And I am so excited. It's been far too long. He is with us right now. The founder, the president of Kahr Firearms, Justin Moon. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Sebastian. Great being on with you.
So we're probably going to have a big announcement to make regarding our partnership with Kahr Firearms next week. I've been waiting breathlessly to make that announcement. We will keep it under wraps until I can show you the pictures on our video feed. But first, I want to do something a little bit different today because of the political environment, because of the threats of the Second Amendment. I'm going to play a clip from a lady, a Chinese immigrant called Ji Vang Fleet, who talked about the threat of something that you and your family intimately understand, and that is the loss of our liberties. Cut six, play cut.
And the vocabulary is even the same. Wokeness. And to be specific, we use class wokeness. In Chinese, it is 阶级觉悟. Your level of wokeness determine your chance to get a promotion or to get benefit. And who decide your level of wokeness? It is the party leaders.
That brave woman spoke out at the education board meeting, the school board meeting in Loudoun County as a parent. Mr. Moon, you're not just in the firearms trade because you want to have a successful business. You understand the broader meaning of our constitutional rights and the threats to them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. My father was in the North Korean communist concentration camp. He was liberated by General MacArthur during the Korean War. So, yeah, what we're seeing in America today is very, very frightening. It's full-blown communism. And they're coming after all of our liberties, our guns, our right to speech, our right to property. We are in serious danger as a country right now today. Sebastian, I'm worried.
And this time, we hear these threats and we're concerned about our Second Amendment civil rights with regularity. I've lived in America for 13 years now, and this is something we hear again and again and again. But do you concur with me, Mr. Moon, that now it is qualitatively different and even more serious than ever before?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at who the president nominated for the director of the ATF. That crazy lunatic, Chipman, was a guy at Waco taking his picture over the dead body of Americans. I mean, the Waco was the greatest law enforcement disaster in the history of our country. They killed 76 people for what amounted to one person committing a firearms charge, which is at most, a few years in prison. That doesn't give a right for the government to murder 76 people unrelated to the person who committed the crime.
What's the good news? You are the founder, the president. You revolutionized the carry handgun industry with your tiny 9mm, small as a PPK, lighter and more powerful. Talk about what you've witnessed in the last year. Can you keep up with demand with all these new people who believe finally in the Second Amendment?
Yeah, that's like the silver lining on this dark cloud which we're facing is that Americans are getting in all throughout America. They're just buying guns like crazy. The buying and the demand for firearms and ammunition still is intense. And we basically sold out our production for the year. So I'm grateful for the Americans, all the Americans out there who realize our freedom's under attack. But the state of our country truly troubles me greatly. I'm really worried about this great nation.
And what is your message to those people who may be waking up? They've heard people like G. Van Fleet at the Loudoun County School Board, or maybe that amazing teacher we had on the show yesterday who's speaking up saying that this is Marxist indoctrination. What is your message to those who are starting to see the light, starting to understand why the Second Amendment is a civil right and not just an American peculiarity? What is your message to those who, I don't know, might be thinking of buying a gun?
Well, you know, all of the gun rights groups in the industry and in the Second Amendment community are really fighting hard to preserve the right to bear arms. And, you know, groups like the Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America, they recently actually won at the lower federal court level from Judge Benitez, who ruled that the AR-15 was, you know, constitutionally protected, so yes, that all Californians have a right to bear that weapon. And so that victory at that level, of course, it will be appealed. But, you know, that's something which is likely to go to the Supreme Court. And so, you know, we've got gun rights groups out there really fighting for our rights. So all you new gun owners out there, you got to support the Second Amendment Foundation. You got to support Gun Owners of America, because these guys are really fighting hard to protect our rights.
Buy a gun, get training, and join one of these organizations. But the first thing you need to do is check out car.com. I'm so excited. Your team has told me about the 10 millimeter that might be shipping my way soon and other incredible products. Check out their full line at kahr.com. They don't just make superb firearms. They understand the U.S. Constitution and the threat to all our civil liberties. That's kahr.com. And the founder, Justin Moon. Thank you, sir. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've taken Relief Factor for more than 2 years now, and it has liberated me from my lower back pain. Find out today if it could work for you, like it could work for the tens of thousands of Americans across the country who are taking it just like I am. Individuals like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. What an incredible story. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for me, whether it works for you, like it does for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Let's just listen to Louis Gohmer. And if he's claiming that he was being told by Capitol Police officers that there was going to be this influx of Antifa, who they've claimed were basically the devil, they're just anti-fascist, they don't really show up anywhere.
And Joy Reid just said, Antifa are just anti-fascists, and they don't show up anywhere. I got to ask you, thank you for telling me to play that, Mr. G. Is she that dumb?
There's days in the rundown where there's 3 or 4 Antifa articles of them out destroying things.
Well, but, I mean, has she heard of Andy No?
They must be virtual when they show up places, I guess.
Or when they give you a brain bleed because they smacked you on the head. That must be because they're not there.
Or the Portland courthouse for, what, 100 days it was?
Right. But I have to ask the question, is she that dumb, Jeff?
That I don't think so.
You don't?
I think she's lying, and she knows it.
We'll never know. Somebody who knows that what he is doing is wrong is Lloyd Austin, the disgraceful, the utter disgrace that is the Secretary of Defense, who thinks this is what he should be talking about. Cut 11.
And today we reaffirm that transgender rights are human rights, and that America is safer and better when every qualified citizen can serve with pride and dignity.
Is he like, is he the Secretary of Transgenderism? Or are you the Secretary of Defense? What a putz. Okay, let's have something that actually is positive. Another, what was I saying? Every day or every other day is a video. Now it's multiple videos a day of people waking up and talking the truth. Keisha King, a Florida mother against CRT.
CRT is not racial sensitivity or simply teaching unfavorable American history or teaching Jim Crow history. CRT is deeper and more dangerous than that. CRT and its outworking today is a teaching that there is a hierarchy in society where white, male, heterosexual, able-bodied people are deemed the oppressor, and anyone else outside of that status is oppressed. That's why we see corporations like Coca-Cola asking their employees to be less white, which is ridiculous. I don't know about you, but telling my child or any child that they are in a permanent oppressed status in America because they are black is racist, and saying that white people are automatically above me, my children, or any child is racist as well. This is not something that we can stand for in our country. And don't take it from me. Look at the writers of these types of publications. Our ancestors, white, black, and others, hung, bled, and died right alongside each other to push America towards that more perfect union. If this continues, we will look back and be responsible for the dismantling of the greatest country in the world by reverting to teaching hate and that race is a determining factor on where your destiny lies. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We need to get her on the show as well. God bless Keisha King. Next, my doctor, Dr. Pappas, on COVID.